Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. Cold high pressure over Quebec this morning, bringing a sub-zero start to the day for much of the north outside the Champlain and St. Lawrence valleys, teens below to the northeast, and clouds arriving south and west, holding temperatures there closer to 10 above. The clouds are part of a storm tracking northeast through the Midwest into the Great Lakes. A second storm is expected to develop near Delaware and become a nor'easter along the coastline, heading across New York City later tonight and Boston by tomorrow morning. This is going to bring snow across the region this afternoon, starting midday or so in parts of the Berkshires and southern Adirondacks and reaching northeastern sections by evening. The snow will become moderate to heavy at times, mixing with sleet south of about Lake Placid and Route 2, even some freezing rain far south. The strengthening storm means strong southeast winds gusting over 50 miles per hour along the western slopes of the Green Mountains and blocking some of the moisture in some of the valleys west and north of the mountains. The forecast details? Winter storm warnings all areas and wind advisories on the western slopes of the Greens. Today, clouds will thicken, snow spreading northeast this afternoon, highs low to mid-20s. The snow will be heavy at times tonight, mixing with sleet south of Route 2. Lows teens to near 20 north in the 20s south, and tomorrow, snow tapers off. Totals, 6 to 12 inches, up to 16 in the northern mountains, 4 to 8 just west of the Green Mountains and in the northern Connecticut Valley. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.